Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild Tuesdays. Today we have a triple treat. We have Eileen Betcher and her angels. Woo-hoo. We have Elijah Anderson and his ascended masters, and yours truly, DC Love, and my connection to divine as well. I hope you're all ready for our terrific threesome. Please kick back, enjoy our tremendous teamwork as we bring you your free psychic readings, topics from the angels, and advice from our National Board Certified Therapists who can help with trapped emotions. We offer you all timeless insight as well as divine healing and wisdom. The number to call in to join us is 773-897-6461. I hope you're all ready to laugh, have some fun, and go a little wild. And, of course, get some great readings this afternoon. Hello, Eileen.
Hi, how are you today, DC?
I'm doing great, hon. We're still waiting upon Elijah.
Oh.
So I was just wondering, in the interim, would you like to start with the opening? I believe it's a poem that you had for us?
Yeah, I do. I have a little poem today.
Hey,
you know,
that's awesome.
I don't really think of myself as a writer or anything, but all of a sudden something will pop into my mind and I write it down. And so this was something that popped in yesterday morning and I wanted to share it with you.
And awesome.
So I called it a poem, and I gave it a title, and that title is, "The Heart Only Feels What You Do." The heart does not hear your words. You can say, "I love you," 30 times a day. The heart hears through feeling. The only thing the heart feels are your choices, your actions, your deeds, and your intentions. Choose wisely. The heart knows. And that's my poem.
That is so beautiful. So, so beautiful, Eileen. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Aisha isn't here yet, but I think we can take our first caller if you'd like.
All righty. Sure.
Okay, hold on. Hi, 703. You're live with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, good evening or afternoon.
Hi, what is your name?
My name is Anna Marie.
What was
it? Hi,
name?
Anna Marie.
Oh,
Anna Marie?
Anna Marie.
Beautiful.
Okay, honey, and do you have a specific concern today?
Yes, I do, career.
Go ahead.
I came to find out at work that my project is no longer going to be funded, and I'm right now seeking other work. However, I'm about to go through a surgery. I already put my resume into an organization that I worked to before last year, and I was wondering, will I get back in that organization?
Okay.
All right. Well, let's just pull some cards here and just see what...
Yeah, we'll see what's happening today, right, Eileen?
Yeah. Now, when I pull cards, I just invite the cards to come. So this is not always... For some reason, it seems to resonate, but not always clearly focused. But let's flip these over and see what we have. Your first card today is the Queen of Fire. And, the fire signs are about inspiration, passion, and dreams and career. So that's a good card to come up for you today. And it talks about you being very confident, warm, intelligent, and very graceful. And that, it may be time to stretch your wings and fly and to not underestimate yourself. That you have, a lot of potential. You're very independent and very creative. And it is you'll naturally attract other people to assist you. And that it might be really a good time for you to assert your independence and your creativity. And you're also a very good person, and that your magnetic personality and good nature, people really love to be around you. And you've got great self-confidence, and so that also attracts others to you. And when it comes to work, they trust you that you're going to be, set forth the right path for them to work on and or work towards. So, it talks about being having well-rounded terms with your talents and your skills. And that you're very capable and active, and that it can be difficult to throw you off guard sometimes. And so, that is what your first card is was talking about. Your second card today is the Ace of Water. Now, it talks about falling in love or the resurgence of a relationship and spiritual growth. But, since your question really has to do with work, this card may have come up that, it talks about falling in love or resurgence of a relationship, but this could also be falling in love or resurgence of a new job or, one that's coming into your life. Sometimes that's how, the cards will come up that way. And but it talks about something wonderfully new coming into your life, and so that this could be a budding new job rather than a relationship, because the card does talk about a relationship. Unless you resonate with that, it could be possible. Maybe there is a new love or resurgence of a romantic situation or a current relationship that you're in. And maybe your angels just have a little extra message here for you, not just to talk about your career. It also says that you have that your psychic abilities, especially your clairsentience, which is your intuitive feelings, really have taken flight recently, and that that your spiritual growth accompanies this rich experience that you're having right now, and that you should pay attention to that intuition. And, it talks about being compassionate and having kindness. But it definitely talks about new things coming to you. And so that's a really wonderful thing is that if it is still a message in reference to a new position, having things come to you is a wonderful sign. Your third card is the Five of Earth. And it says that you are a little too focused upon what you don't have, and that this mentality of lack is going to attract more lack. And so help to close that pessimism off from you and reassess your thoughts and your words and your beliefs about money. So don't complain about those things, and just, accept any assistance that's offered that comes your way, including suggestions on how you might be able to shuffle or juggle. And that fortunately, though, matters in this area are going to improve, and that your unpleasant feelings about that money situation stuff is only temporary. And so, don't let it stress you to the point where you're having, physical or emotional issues, because it's going to change for you. It's going to come up and change here real soon. So this card does talk about some uncertainty of self-employment. So I don't know if self-employment was one of the opportunities that you're juggling around. But it does say that this is probably not a good time for self-employment, that you should still seek employment,
I'm not seeking self-employment.
Okay.
I don't think this is going to be good for me at all.
Yeah.
Right about now.
Well, and this, I'm just, giving you what the cards say, and that's what it does talk about. But it says to please don't worry about fears around money, though. Things will be coming to you. And that's okay. Your reading from your angels today.
And I also have some information as well. I'm seeing Archangel Michael, and he feels that you're feeling like a little uncertain with regard to the situation. But he's saying that you are hearing him, and you're hearing him accurately through your thoughts, as
mm-hmm.
well as your ideas and your feelings. And you've recently like felt the urge to take action, but I feel like a little bit of maybe like hesitation on your part, because you don't want to make like the wrong move. And what I'm hearing, it is safe to move forward with the changes. And you're going to get some ideas in prayer is what I'm feeling. You're going to get that. And the feelings that you are receiving, Hunter, they are very valid is what I'm hearing. But I'm also hearing like the situation may not have worked out exactly like you'd hoped, but that's okay. Your power doesn't lie like now how the chips fall, but in how you handle yourself when you move forward. And I'm hearing, like, just carefully, like, evaluate the way the events have come to you in order to gain some, like, really valuable lessons. And I'm hearing, like, in regard to the situation itself, there's someone here, they're not coming from, like, a place of integrity. And the desire to win is so strong that this individual, he or she, I don't know if it's a he, I don't know if it's a she, they're ignoring everyone else's needs. So you're asked to look upon everyone, like, in their motives. And
mm-hmm.
when you do this, it's going to help you. You know, I see, like, you know, a better, like, win-win, like, resolution for you is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
But the angels are also showing me possibly, were you considering maybe, like, attending, like, a workshop or possibly, like, a seminar?
I've been doing that. My job brings me to those.
Well, that's great because, you know what, they're telling me, like, doing this, like, is part of your spiritual path, and it's part of your purpose, hon, as well. And the angels are asking you to be open to, like, teaching as well as learning. So that's what they're showing me. And they are, like, as well saying, please give any worries, like, any thoughts that you have, any concerns or questions to them, and please listen to their reply. And you're going to hear what they're telling you through your ideas as well as your feelings. And they're going to lead you, like, to the right place and the right audience. And all you need to do is just, like, follow the guidance of the angels is what they're showing me. And Archangel Raphael is going to give you support in this endeavor. Like, if there's anything that includes, like, fees of any kind, transportation, like, if you have to stay somewhere, he's going to, like, take care of that. So just... they're saying just, like, do what you're doing and enjoy the process is what they're showing me. Does that make any sense to you?
It does. A lot of people at my job knows that I'm going through surgery and knows the situation that is at hand with me. And it's telling me,
okay.
like, when I go on my short-term disability just to try to relax and not to worry about things.
Okay.
However, I know that when I come back from short-term, it's at the end of July, and I keep getting, maybe it's the angels or my spirit guide or just the universe talking to me, letting me know that I possibly will be hired at the company that I want to be hired at while I'm on short-term. But I haven't received any feedback from my resume that I sent to the HR in the last 3 or 4 weeks. All he told me is that he received it. So that's why I was like, I don't know.
Okay, and I'm also hearing the angels are just coming in now as you're speaking, and they're saying, please open your eyes to possibilities. Now, that's what they're showing me. And they're saying, like, just reevaluate the situation. They feel that you're missing, like, an opportunity. And this opportunity is, like, right in front of your face. But positive forces are at work, and they're helping you now. So they're just saying, the angels are saying, hon, please open your eyes to the possibilities, because you do have help that's being offered. And I'm feeling that you may be, like, a little distracted. There might be emotions that are trapping you. And the angels are telling me that it is possible by focusing on what you don't have. You're taking for granted the good things that you do have is what they're showing me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's something, like, missing is what they're showing me. So they want you to focus, I believe, as Eileen said, like, you know, don't focus on lack.
focus on what you do have. And the angels, they're right there, and they're giving you messages. And they're showing me, like, the color mauve. And what mauve does, it helps, like, with clearing. And it helps connect you to your intuition and your awakening. And it's going to give you inspiration as well as, like, expanding your spiritual awareness. And it will also help you let go of that dense energy that's around you. And you're going to feel, like, a sense of, like, peace, a sense of tranquility. And it's going to help you concentrate. And it's going to help you release, like, any inner energy that's stuck, with like, within your body. So they want you to focus on this color, the color of mauve.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's help. And just, like, envision, like, a mauve ray, or, like, a ray of mauve light moving through your left ear. And it pushes, like, any dense energy, and it clears, like, right through your right ear. And this is going to get rid of all your negativity. And then see it, like, from the other side, from the right going through the left. And you're, you know, and it's going to help you. You're going to surround yourself with loving, encouraging people. And if you ask the divine intelligence to come in, and please allow you to listen and apply the divine wisdom, you're going to have a lot of help. So I'm hoping, like, what we gave you helped you today. And I'd like to thank you for calling in, and please feel free to call us again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Anna Marie. Bye, Anna Marie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Eileen, we have another caller.
All right.
Hi, 209. You're live on Psychics Gone Wild. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, and may I ask who we're speaking to?
Hi, this is Pam.
Okay, Pam?
Yeah.
Hi, Pam. Do you have a specific concern?
I do. Have a possible job offer coming in today and to move to a different area.
Okay.
You guys are thinking about that.
Okay, moving to a different area. Okay, have you been going through a difficult situation?
I'm just trying not, I'm just not having any luck getting, like, settled where I'm at right now. I've moved,
still
like,
just showing me, like, that difficult situation is leaving, hon, and they're asking you to please embrace the change, and things are going to get better.
Okay.
So things are going to get better. When you have, like, endings like that, you know, like with difficult situations, they're always followed by new beginnings. And they're saying, it's time to walk away from all that sadness and embrace the dawn, like, of a new day. And please expect everything is going to get better, and that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And don't put it, like, please do not put any limits on what wonderful things the universe can bring to you. And can just, like, envision yourself, like, as a fisherman, and you're on, like, this big boat. You have to cast your net, like, very, very wide. And when you do, you're going to reel in some, like, fantastic opportunities. And the angels are showing me a ladder, and to me that means there's nowhere for you to go, hon, but up. So please have faith that, like, everything is getting better.
Okay.
Okay, and hold on, and I'm going to bring Eileen in. Eileen?
All right. Now, what's funny is I shuffled my cards over and over and over again, but the first card that came up for you was one that was in the last reading. It's the Ace of Water, and it's the one that talks about falling in love or having a relationship, and it also talks about spiritual growth and enhanced intuition. And so, I don't want to be too redundant because I know you guys just, heard me talk about this card. I'm just trying to see if there's a little bit more that's different that's going to come in for you, that I just pick up energetically. That there's somebody going to be coming into your life that you need to share compassion and kindness with. It also talks about that you may be moving to a new home. And that this is going to be a rich emotional experience for you to have right now. It also talks, like I said to the last caller, that it talks about you having a really strong psychic ability with intuitive feelings. So it's you're receiving messages by the way you feel, and you need to trust in what you're receiving because those are your angels and guides that are sending you those messages. And so moreover, that's what I get, is that you need to really listen to that inner intuition. It's been giving you a lot of messages lately, and you should accept those and work with that information and see if it brings you, you know, forward in your thoughts and your creativity. Your second card is very career-oriented. It is the Ace of Fire, and it first thing it says is an exciting new opportunity shows up in your life. Creative and inspiring career possibilities are coming into view.
Yes.
So now it is the time to completely embrace new adventures that present themselves. So go for it. Innovative ideas should be enthusiastically pursued, and that you really will get to make those changes in your life, and to do it now. The last line of or sentence of it says starting a new business or job offers or promotions, exciting new information, and self-expression is a very fresh start. And then your third card is the Nine of Earth. And the Nine of Earth talks about, flip over here, talks about enjoying life's little luxuries and making sure that you spend a little bit of time alone to nurture yourself. And it also talks about that if you go into self-employment, that would be successful for you too. But there may be some unexpected financial windfalls, and so that you need to be careful of those. So, but your self-reliance and wisdom and restraint have paid off for you,
mm-hmm.
and that you've done excellent work. So be prepared that you have prepared yourself for this time in your life.
Okay.
And so, you know, enjoy this time. That it is the value of yourself and your own company that has brought you to where you're at. And so, you know, find contentment, you know, be content in that.
Yeah.
And start pursuing that deeper meaning in your life. And, in you know, retreat inward for that inspiration. And, you know, that is also has to do with listening to that inner self, that inner intuition. And that's what your angels want you to know today.
Thank you.
Right,
well, we're on Cancer, so it's like, gosh, we're
but also, I have, as Eileen, you were talking, I saw the color indigo, and indigo is going to help her visualize what she wants to create in the future. So that's what the angels are showing me, hon. Please focus, like, on the color indigo.
Okay.
And that's going to help you create, like, the future that you want. So just allow, like, this bubble, like, to float, like, in the middle, like, above you and everything, and just allow it to, you know, manifest, you know, the perfect time and the perfect way for all your dreams to come true, is what I'm hearing. And to validate what Eileen said about trusting your instincts, I did see a shark, and the shark was telling me, like, please trust your instincts, and just take time to, like, tune into your gut feelings. And listen to, like, all your senses, what your body's telling you. And this is going to be, like, really, really a big thing that's going to help guide you, because you really should be able to completely trust what you're feeling. Your feelings are really accurate. So I hope that helped.
Oh, yeah. No, you guys are right on. I just hear it.
Well,
all right.
Thank you so very much. And I hope you have a great evening. And please stay in touch with us.
Thank you, Pam, and good luck on that new job.
Thank you, Pam. Good evening.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Okay, Eileen, are you ready for another caller, hon?
Sure.
Okay, we have a Skype caller. Hold on. Let's see. Hello, 111, you're live with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Psychics Gone Wild. I was kind of just listening, but I'll take a message if you have one for me.
All right.
Oh,
well, first
sure,
of all, what's your
sure.
name?
There's always a reason. Nothing happens by chance, you know. There's always a reason. We probably have a message for you. Let's see.
Well, first
right.
of all, what's your name?
Yeah, what is your name, hon?
Queen.
Bree?
Queen.
Okay.
And we have permission to read you.
Well, you certainly do.
Wonderful. Oh. Thank you so much.
Okay, and I'm wondering, I'm hearing like some kind of delays or something or change of plans. Do you have anything like going on in regard to that? I'm hearing you're going to receive like new information.
Okay. Yes, that makes sense when you said the new information.
Okay, well, I'm hearing, you know, what's important right now is the message itself, not the way it's delivered or the person that delivers it. So just this person may come across and speak, like, very bluntly, and you may feel like, you know, they're doing it, like, in a thoughtless manner. But the angels are saying, please don't take it personally, because what's going to be important is the message, you know, itself, not the messenger, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I'm possibly maybe like a new challenge or maybe like a contract or agreement and possibly some gossip or maybe like some kind of a legal matter. So that's what they're showing me at first.
Legal sounds correct. Gossip around
okay.
it. So.
Okay. All right, like I said, but just like in regard to the messenger, like the messenger may come across like bluntly. Don't take that to heart. Just, you know, focus on the message. But I'm hearing abundance. And I'm hearing, like, things are looking up for you. They look very good. And they're asking you to please have patience. And the angels are asking that you do make, like, long-term plans. And that's what they're showing me. And they're saying congratulations. And I'm seeing, like, a celebration of sorts. But they're saying, please, like, you know, it's not time to rest. You do need to keep going. And they're saying maybe, like, take a step back and see how far you've come and then start looking towards the future. But they want you to look at things right now, like, long-term as opposed to short-term. And you should feel good, like, how far you've come. But they said just, like, don't rest at the present moment. Just keep, like, the fire of enthusiasm. Please keep it burning, you know. And they're
okay.
saying, you know, they want you to have a little patience, and you are going to see results from previous matters. And the time, like right now, they're saying, please explore the possibilities, you know, how you're going to either, like, use your talents or promote yourself in business. But I do see that you would make, like, a good manager. And I see you, you know, are you looking for a new job? Because I see something in regard to a job.
Well, I don't work for anyone. And when I step, and when I do put myself in a place, it's of my own. I design the program of where I go. I'm not looking for a job in a
traditional
sense.
No, I see you like managing people per se, and they're saying, are you going to be doing any kind of travel in regard to business?
That's possible for sure, because sometimes it does, my life does open up those possibilities.
Okay, because I'm seeing possible travel coming, too, as well. And I'm going to turn you over to...
Do you
for a second there, Eileen?
Be...
That's all I've been shown, like, right at the second, at this moment, hon. Eileen, do you have anything to add?
Yeah.
Thank you, though. Thank you. That is good. Thank you very much.
Hold on, hon. Hold on, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Thank you.
All righty. The first card I have for you is called the Sun, and it's represented by Archangel Uriel. And it talks about that there's going to be a happy outcome with some brilliant new ideas that lead to really wonderful success. And that you just need to have, you know, continue to have confidence in yourself and that you are succeeding in the ways that you never dreamed possible. But that your endeavors are now beginning to be, that they're blessed with abundance and success. So keep your thoughts positive. Everything will turn out beautiful in that area. Your second card is the Emperor, the Archangel Michael. And it talks about organization and logic. And I don't know if you're very disciplined or not, but it talks about structure and discipline. And, you know, it sounds to me like you are, and that, you know, maybe this card is just representing you. And because this card signifies that although your dreams are valid and sound, they still need guidelines and organization for them to manifest properly. So, you know, to create that detailed plan and continue that authoritative control over all that you have planned and are able to implement it. So it also talks about that you should feel empowered right now, and that the desire to be successful and stable is a very wise choice right now. And that also that Michael is the Archangel of Strength and Protection, and so he oversees our life purpose and the calling for us and what we're supposed to, you know, what our potential in life is and what we're supposed to be doing. And so have this courage and strength that Michael has come and represented himself here with you today, and that, you know, he stands by your side to give you the strength for any, you know, changes in your life that are coming up. And that he can help you focus in your logical mind upon any projects that you've been working on lately. Your third card is the Two of Water, and it talks about relationships, and that the relationships that you have going right now are continuing to grow closer and are bringing about forgiveness and positive resolution of any conflicts you may have had in the past. It also tells us that that if you have a relationship that needed healing, that it is healing at this time, and that the difficulties between two people or groups are coming to a positive resolution, and that that there may be unexpected gifts that come from shared ideas. And so, you know, if you're in a situation where you can share ideas and maybe teach others what you know, there will be unexpected gifts that will come back to you from sharing your ideas with others. So that will bring you gifts back. And that's what your angels wanted you to know today from your cards.
Well, thank you both. Nice surprise.
Okay, you know what? Also, I'm seeing, as Eileen was talking, I'm seeing a falcon, and the falcon just flew in. And the message from this falcon itself is to act upon the opportunities that are before you, and please commit, is what I'm hearing. And the falcon is also asking you to stay focused on your goals that are ahead of you, and just, you know, don't forget the purpose of, you know, what your mission is. And also, you can deal with whatever concerns come up, and, you know, you're not even going to be distracted by them. And, you know, please just, like, stay on the path that you're on. But the falcon, like, is, you know, a validation that, you know, for you to act, like, on your opportunities. I do see opportunities ahead of you. So I hope that helped.
Quite a bit. Thank you. Very, very, very informative and helpful. Thank you both.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. You have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you for joining
us today.
Thank you for joining us today. Bye-bye.
Okay, Eileen, are you ready for another call?
Sure. Just getting cards shuffled here.
Great. Hi, 407. You're live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey, this is Melissa from Zip Club.
Hi, Melissa. How are you this evening, hon?
I'm feeling a little heartbroken just because I got into a big argument over finances with my fiance, who I'm supposed to be getting married to in the fall. So just wondering, you know, what's going on and, you know, what do you guys really see happening with that relationship?
Okay. I heard about your love life. You're supposed to be getting married in the fall. And what happened now?
Well, we just got into an argument today about finances, and, you know, he got denied for a loan, and I talked to him about wanting to start a new job, but, you know, he doesn't agree with that. He doesn't feel it's a good time because we're struggling so badly, and, you know, I'm not my parents. He talked to me about moving out. You know, I don't know what's going on right now. I know he loves me, but I don't know what's going on right now.
Okay, honey, Melissa, the angels are saying they're showing me plans, and you just need to revise these plans. And I'm also hearing that there's more going on with the eye, and I'm seeing, like, timing it as well isn't good. And the angels are asking you to stop, like, right now, whatever you're doing, and examine, please, like, the truth of this situation. And they're saying it's possible that your course of action that you're taking, you may have, like, some incorrect information, and you have to look at this whole situation objectively is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So that's, I mean, they're saying to me, maybe, like, I don't know, like, I'm hearing someone involved has a hidden agenda is what they're showing me. And I'm hearing something about, like, secrets as well. So that's what the angels are giving me, too. So I don't know, like, if that makes any sense to you at the present moment.
Uh-huh. It doesn't, really. I don't know who would have these secrets or if it would be him.
Yeah, well, just, you know, if you could please, like, just, you know, keep that information is what I'm going to say. And it may not make sense to you, like, right now at the present moment, but it may be able to, you know, give you a little insight, like, later on is what I'm hearing. Because sometimes when we go back, you know. But I also, I'm seeing, like, you know, a difficult situation with you is coming to an end. And I do see things are going to get better for you.
Okay.
So, I mean, you are really sad and everything, but I'm hearing, you know, like, don't be too sad that your circumstances are going to improve is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And I'm going to put Eileen on with you. Eileen?
All right. What I have for you today is your first card is a major arcana card, and usually these have to do with, you know, really the path you're on, the direction you're going. These are, you know, bigger life events. The minor arcana, the face cards, and the number cards are really, you know, lesser things. So out of three cards, you have two major arcana cards. So these are things that are major things in your life. So your first card is the card of justice, and that's the Archangel Raguel is represented on this. And it talks about being fair and just. And this card comes to you because you're trying to make a decision. The angels guide you to wise and carefully consider all decisions with fairness extended toward everyone involved, including yourself. So please be fair to yourself. That's what I really hear in this is, you know, it also talks about to be objective in this matter and to seek out someone who could maybe even be an arbitrator. But you have to be objective. I'm a person that lives with my heart on the outside of my shirt, and I think with my heart, do everything with my heart. But sometimes that's not really being objective. And so if that's the person that you are also, step back and really take a look at the situation. And even though your heart is more than involved, be objective and make sure that these are the right choices for you. Card also can mean that a decision will be made in your favor if you're currently in a legal dispute or something, or that, you know, a situation you're in is going to turn out positively for you. It is important to thoroughly review all your information before moving forward with anything, though. So, you know, it also means doing what's right and taking responsibility for your own actions. So, resisting injustice and standing up for your beliefs or accepting an apology also might be in line too. So, you know, be open to either issuing or accepting an apology depending on how that stands. But he's also, Raguel is also the archangel who creates harmony within relationships. And so you can turn to him and pray through him. And, you know, ask him for his help in maybe creating harmony in this situation. And this could be very well the reason why this card came to you, because you feel an injustice has been done by the situation you are in today. And so call upon him to ask him to ease the situation and the relationship. And that hopefully will bring peace to you and others. Your second card is the Sun, the Archangel Uriel. And it's represented by, you know, a beautiful archangel that I go to when I need grounding, when I feel unstable and wishy-washy. Maybe my spirit is fighting with my ego, and they're both telling me what to do, and I'm like, and I don't feel balanced. So Archangel Uriel is who I go to for balance. And this archangel tells us today that you'll be coming to a happy outcome. And this card indicates that it's a wonderful time for you and that you are succeeding in ways that you never dreamed possible. and that your endeavors are becoming blessed, and that you will have abundance and success. So keep, but you need to keep your thoughts positive, and then everything will turn out beautifully. This is also time for new ideas, really brilliant new ideas, and to have your confidence in yourself to move forward with those. And, you know, that can also go back to, you know, evaluating, you know, with justice and resisting, you know, what's right and wrong, and evaluating your life in that way, what's right and wrong for you. And but additional meanings to this card, it means that that there is great joy, and that, you know, that you are attaining great personal insights, whether it be about yourself or others, and that you're vibrating physically and emotionally at higher levels, and you're growing within that emotional and physical health. And so, you know, no matter in life, that's always a good thing is to have growth. Your third card is the Queen of Fire, and it talks about having confidence and having that warm intelligence and being graceful in what you do and what you bring forth, is to bring your own personal grace and beauty into it, and you know, to not yourself be too riled, but it does talk about emotional issues or relationships with others, and that they will evolve to new levels. And even if things aren't perfect, there is a sense of peace and calm within you, and you intuitively know what to do next. So listen to that. Your feelings and insights about others can be trusted. So make sure that you nurture those around you, and that don't forget to take care of yourself. A person of deep but mature emotions is able to sense what others need and lovingly provide it. So, you know, so that you need to become that person, you know, that to nurture that area of yourself, and that your intuitiveness and your psychicness, really, you need to listen to that inner self, and because you're very tender-hearted, and you're very empathic and gentle with others, and unconditionally accepting of others, that sometimes that can actually not always be good for you, because it breaks you down in some ways. So you need to be strong in being tender-hearted, and basically be level-headed in it. So, you know, when things come around and you get drawn from one emotion to the other, or get enveloped in your emotions, try to step back and try to find yourself grounded and being a little more level, which is also what Archangel Uriel tells me to tell you, is to, you know, maybe step back, ground yourself, know what is right and fair for you, not everyone, but what is right and fair for you, and then move forward with that intuition. And that's what your angels want you to know today. I hope that helps.
Thank you, Eileen. I believe we may have lost her. Her name was Melissa.
Yes, it was Melissa.
And Melissa, still listening, hon. I just want to tell you, while Eileen was speaking, I did see a beautiful flower, and it's called the Bleeding Heart. And the flower of the Bleeding Heart has to do with emotional healing. And the message from the angels is to tell you that it's safe for you to let go of any kind of emotional pain. And when you do this, you're going to allow your heart to heal. And also, Archangel Michael came in, and he wants you to cut your cords. And these cords have to do with any kind of old attachments to fear, and maybe from past relationships, and it's going to free you from any kind of destructive patterns. So I hope you could still hear us, Melissa, and thank you so much for calling in. Okay, Eileen, are we ready for another call?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
No, you're live with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Sonia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Sonia.
Hello, Sonia. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to ask a question about my present relationship. There was a big problem that, that occurred about 2 weeks ago, and as a result of that, my partner kicked out my sister out of the house. And
okay.
It was pretty bad because, you know, she picked up a knife. I got candle wax burn on me. You know, and I really haven't been happy for the longest time. She's still
okay.
living in the house. And then she had an argument with my other sister who came to help out with a few things. And my both of my sisters have been noticing, you know, the way how she treats me and bullies me, and I have to serve her. And, you know, she works from home. Doesn't really have that much work, but I still have to end up doing everything. And I came to the point where I just stay quiet just to avoid an argument. So
okay.
even now, you know, I just avoid saying anything because anything can spark, you know, an argument, even though she's
right.
quiet now. But she did invest some money in the house, and I do realize that, you know, we'll have to reimburse that to her, but it's not as much as she's saying. And there were times when she never helped me out, you know, financially. You know, she was always in some jam or something. So I've helped her out throughout the years. But she blames
okay.
me for everything. Everything that's wrong in her life, she blames me. Honestly, I want her to leave, and I wanted to see what you guys are picking up as far as that.
Okay, hon. Sonia, what I'm seeing now, the angels are coming through, and they're saying, please, like, free yourself. They want you to
please
take back control of your life.
Uh-huh.
And I see because of this situation, I see, like, you feel like you're trapped, you know, and you're giving control, you know, to someone else, and it's not a good thing. And you have to tune into, like, your own specific needs is what the angels are showing me. And you could even ask yourself, you know, like, how you feel about the situation, and please trust the answers that you're going to receive. The angels are going to help you with this.
Okay.
But you have to first allow yourself to feel, like, all the emotions that you're going through at the present moment. And this is going to help. And when you, like, when you feel the emotions, you acknowledge the emotions, and you go, like, through them, it brings light into the situations, and then it allows the angels the room that they need to come in to the situation and help you. So the angels are asking that you please, like, commit to taking back control of your life as well
mm-hmm.
as your feelings. And you're going to have, like, you're, like, sort of, like, they're showing me, like, in a deep freeze. You're going to thaw, and then you're going to reawaken. And this is going to help, like, so very much.
Okay.
And I do see as well, Sonia, positive change is coming, and that's what the angels are showing me. And I do see, like, something, like, with the situation moving fast, like, really, really suddenly and forward. And I see it's going to work out, like, it's going to be to your advantage, you know?
Okay.
I see positive changes. They're coming. And please, like, be aware there's, like, even, like, beneficial opportunities are going to present themselves as well.
Uh-huh.
So I hear, Sonia, it's a great time to make big changes as well as, like, little ones. And
right.
just know the angels are saying, like, you know, take the leap in faith and know that everything's going to work out for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen blocks, like, around you, and they're lifting, and everything is moving forward, like, really, really fast. And I feel that this event may have even shook your faith a little bit. But the event was a necessary event, and you're going to see that it, you know, it also had a positive side to it as well as all the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I see balanced karma coming your way, sort of like a twist of fate, and possibly, like, even a miracle coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
And Archangel Michael is around you now, and he's walking beside you, and he's going to help you, like, through all these changes. And
okay.
I see him bringing you courage, strength, and self-confidence, and he's asking you to call upon him whenever you need guidance about, like, what to do next.
Okay.
And I do see I see he's, like, especially connected with you, and especially where, like, there's a concern about, like, your purpose or your spiritual path, so know that Archangel Michael is there to help you. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen now, Sonia.
Okay.
All right, Sonia.
Eileen?
Your first card is the King of Water, and it talks about that you're a natural counselor who has been listening to people and offering them comfort. So in this situation that you're in, it sounds like that you're the middleman. You're listening to both sides. you're trying to be the open-minded one, and you know, you're very accepting of both sides of the situation, but you're wise and compassionate and rich in your inner life, and so being that quiet authority, you see the truth behind this situation. And it's not a perfect situation, and you know that it needs to change. And so be, you know, trustworthy to yourself, and respect yourself and be reliable, because you are emotionally stable. And, I mean, you are the one person in here that is emotionally stable. And so you need to listen to your inner self and your inner guidance and make your choices from your perspective, because those are the healthy ones that for you. A couple of additional meanings in this is that you are a very trustworthy romantic partner. You're a great mediator. Your interests are in art and music. And you are a very upstanding member of society. So it sounds like you're just, you know, you really are the strength that is holding, you know, that's carrying everyone else around you.
Right. And is any one of you picking up a time frame, like when she'll be leaving and if she's going to cause me any trouble?
I'm just saying that's a very difficult place to be, is always to be that mediator.
Hey.
I don't usually get time frames. Usually mine is I pull the cards and it's, you know, this is for current, this is what's coming up next, and this is at the end. You know, usually, you know, cards are really pulled, like, in the way I pull them, for maybe about a week. This resonates for about a week. So that's what you're reading, you know, really is, you know, maybe about a week in the future. So, but I have two more cards for you, so let's see where they go. So that was your first card. That, you know, really talks about you and who you are. Your second card is the Sun, Archangel Uriel, and Uriel showed up just a little while ago, too, for us. And it talks about the brilliant new ideas that you have, and that, you know, endeavors that you begin now are going to be blessed with abundance and success, and that it is a great time for you to come up with some of those new ideas and solutions and have confidence in yourself that they are the right choices. And the work you've done personally and spiritual will bring astounding changes to your life. So you are on the right path. So just continue on with it and keep asking Archangel Michael and Archangel Uriel for that wisdom of making those choices, you know, to balance out the solutions. And your third card is called the Balance. And it's represented by Archangel Zedekiel. And I know that's also what DC talked about, is to bring things into balance. And so that's what your last card is stating also, is that the angels are cautioning against making any impulsive decisions or moves right now. Instead, take the path of moderation and balance in this situation. You'll experience better results by reevaluating the circumstances and changing your approach. So if you've, you know, if you've acted impulsively in the past, you can heal that and rectify it by considering making, you know, don't consider making those dramatic changes right now. This card actually asks you to approach those changes slowly and methodically. Because that's going to work more cooperatively with others. You'll see things from their point of view, and that compassion and kindness are going to be keys to successfully, you know, manifesting this situation to balance out. That forgiveness also brings healing, and that allows for new beginnings. Healing allows for new beginnings. So just, you know, bring that forgiveness in to allow for that. Because there is, you know, just knowing what you've said, you know, to us verbally, that there is some healing that will need to go on here, you know, both, you know, in all of your emotions. So keep it at a moderate pace right now. Don't expect anything too fast, too quick. you know, take one step at a time and keep things in balance. Finding that balance between your actions and your contemplation will be much better to wait for that divine timing. So also Archangel Zedekiel wants you to remember who you are in terms of your own spirit, heritage, and being the child of God. And that's what your angels want you to know today.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And Sonia, I also, while Eileen was giving you reading, angels...
Hello?
That is that your prayers are being heard, hon, and they're being answered. And the angels are saying, Sonia, please just, like, try to stay calm, and you're going to have, you know, a better ability to hear the voices of God's loving messengers. And they're around you and they're helping you. And know that, like I said, all your concerns are being heard. And the angels are just like asking you, like, you know, just hold on like a little longer is what they're saying. And just, you know, like positive affirmations are very important. They want you to affirm and say like aloud daily, like everything happens in divine timing. And just be assured that, you know, all of this is meant to be, is what I'm being shown. And I also see Angel Haniel, and I'm hearing, listen to your intuition and please have patience. And everything is going to be fine is what I'm hearing, and just like trust your intuition and the power of your psychic abilities, and also pay attention to your dreams. You may be receiving like intuitive messages, and these messages are really like they're accurately guiding you. And you don't have to race, like, into action right at the present moment. Just take time, gain a little bit more insight. Things may not, like, appear as they are, like, on the surface. So just try to get, like, away from the noise of the daily life and ask the angels to come in and guide you. And everything that you're going to need to know is going to be revealed to you, and the angels are just saying, like, please have patience. So I hope that helps.
Yeah. Were you by any chance picking up a time frame, like, when she'll be leaving?
No, I didn't get a time frame. The angels sometimes, like, they don't give us time frames.
Okay.
And they're just asking you, like I said, Sonia, right now, just, like, hold on and have patience, hon. All righty?
But you see her leaving. I mean, you see her leaving? Because we're not
I see
anymore.
Everything working out is what they're telling me, hon. Everything is going to be fine. And
uh-huh.
The angels are just asking you to just have trust. All righty?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Sonia, God bless, and keep in touch, hon. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Eileen?
Yes.
Hon, we have approximately, I believe, like 3 more minutes before we end the show.
All right.
And I was wondering if you wanted to give some kind of like a closing prayer or whatever you feel would be suitable.
Yeah, I do have something. I had an angel deliver this message to me this morning. And
really?
It was something that, yes. And
awesome.
It really, really resonated with me. And, you know, looking through my stuff and looking at what I wanted to share today, this is it. It's very short. And so, you know, we might finish up a minute or two early. But it's definitely what I want. It's the angels want everyone to know.
Okay.
But it was delivered to me, so I'm going to say it in the first person was delivered. And that is, and I want everyone to resonate with this because it's truly about all of us.
Okay.
I am divinely guided. I open myself to new possibilities and new places. I am open to a beautiful new lifestyle. And as the angels say, I love you. And they want everyone to know that.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful, Eileen.
Really, really beautiful. Thank you so very much for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
We still have, we have about 60 seconds. Can you tell everyone how we can get in touch with you?
Sure. You can get a hold of me, of course, through Psychics Gone Wild website. Our information is in there, but I'll give it to you right now. You can email me at violetlightreiki@yahoo.com. That's violetlightreiki@yahoo.com. Of course, you can always get a hold of me through the website or on Facebook at Eileen Betcher. That's B-O-E-T-T-C-H-E-R. And that's how you can get a hold of me.
Thank you, Eileen. We have about 5 seconds. We're going to say goodnight to everyone. And thank you, Eileen, for a wonderful show.
And, of course,
goodnight,
you can see it at our website, too. So good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye, DC.
Bye.